To grow up around football, to be able to go to NFL practices and hang around in NFL locker rooms, and got to meet a lot of my heroes growing up because of my dad. He was always there for me. He never came to me and said, "All right, son, we're going to go and do this." Our philosophy was, our policy was that I had to go to him if I wanted him to help me shoot hoops, throw some passes, hit ground balls. And I wanted to be a football player, so I had this NFL quarterback sitting in my house. I was going to kind of milk him for all of his knowledge, if you will. So I'd go to him and say, "Dad, I'm throwing with some of my buddies this afternoon. Will you come and watch?" And he was glad to help out. But it was never a push-push pressure situation. It was more of a support system. Obviously, as I got older and started playing sports and got into high school sports, there certainly was a lot of pressure there because people knew who I was because of my father. But I never really let it bother me. My dad, the way my parents kind of set up, they never put any pressure on us. They just told us, like most parents tell their kids, just to do the best that we could. The fact that I grew up, people knew who I was, has helped me deal with what I'm doing today. So I feel fortunate that I grew up in that environment because I feel better prepared for the NFL and the spotlight and all the things that come with being a pro quarterback.